Hi, Gloria Leibecker here with Healing You. Have you ever felt really inspired by an idea or felt called to speak up about something in community or in the world? And just when you're about ready to speak up or step out, fear or doubt come in and start to have this conversation in the background of your mind. And it might sound something like, oh, what if someone gets upset by what I say? Or it could be, what if somebody just comes right out and disagrees with me? That would be really uncomfortable. Or maybe there's this pattern you have in your life of, you've just always looked outside of yourself for the answers. So it's like you need permission to speak up from outside of you. Well, this is a familiar path that I've taken more than once in my life. At different stages and different ages, it shows up slightly differently. And yet the pattern really is not really knowing your own truth. Not really having the conviction deep inside that gives you a solid ground to stand on, regardless of what somebody else may think or do or say. It needs conviction. Yeah. What inspires that kind of conviction inside of you? Well, I first started to get solid ground for myself with conviction through my children. Because as they were growing up and they were developing and evolving into who they were going to be in this world, I was proud of them. I love them. And I want to empower them and be the wind beneath their wings. So when they were getting older and they started to run into some conflicts, they started having some stretching and growing pains, I discovered that I had a different kind of metal inside of me. It's from my heart. I was a mama bear, and I would be right there for them and an advocate for them. And then at one point in my life, I thought, well, wait a minute. What do I want to model for my children about myself? Am I willing to speak up? Am I willing to have a voice that might be different than anyone else's voice and let that be okay? Can I speak with passion and purpose and courage and tenacity? And can I do this consistently? Well, I can. I am doing this thing. I am living my life on purpose. And I'm following the light from inside, because that's what I've discovered in my life's journey, is that that's where my answers lie. It's not outside of me. It's not getting permission from any other human being. It's from knowing in my heart and soul why I'm here and what I'm about. And so it's about being empowered by spirit for me. And if somebody comes along and they don't agree with me, which, you know, that happens, it's happened more than once, then I can stay engaged in a conversation. I can stay curious and interested. I don't need to make myself wrong, and I don't need to make someone else wrong just because we don't see eye to eye. I can appreciate our differences. But what I did in this journey is I actually took the time to unpack that. It's like, wow, why don't I stand up for me? Why doesn't someone have my back like that? So I did some inner child work, and I got some really deep support to time travel back, to recognize my younger self, the part of me that was never accompanied in that way. And so when I wasn't accompanied in that way, I didn't know how to do that for myself. So going back and taking the time to allow the process to inform me and to find this lost part, to allow my soul to have a retrieval. It's really sacred work. And then taking the time for self-care, for nurturing this new aspect of myself, so that I'm able to grow fully and completely and confidently, just like my kids get to. I think I'll be growing for the rest of my life. I'm quite confident of that. And I'm looking forward to this journey. How about you? How's your journey going? Are you able to slow down and accompany yourself? Or do you have support in your life to accompany you? If you'd like to join with community that's heart-centered, you can check out a free course I have on my website at healingyousanctuary.com. Because I'm really passionate about drawing people together that are like-minded and heart-centered to be more light in this world. So again, reach out to me at healingyousanctuary.com. Thanks for being on this journey with me today. Healing you.